For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, welcome to the James and Kim Cast. I'm James Howard.
I'm Kim Carson. Thank you so much for listening today. And keep in mind, you can interact with us online and you can tell your friends about us as well. We appreciate you listening to the James and Kim Cast.
Okay, so we've got a special guest. Her name is Sandy Pricer, and she's with a new organization here in town that's going to help out your teenager. It's called Rise Up. So we'll get to that here in just a few minutes.
But before we get started, let's talk about our sponsors. Let's talk about the gig available thanks to our sponsors at EPB Fiber Optics. It's the fastest internet around and the best value in town. Only $67.99 a month and only from EPB.
So we encourage you to check out the James and Kim blog. And we've listed some of the top picks when it comes to firework displays around town.
Yes.
And we've got a bunch of them. Last year, everything was canceled, pretty much.
Not this year.
Not
it's
this
going
year.
Full force this year.
That's right. Now, we do know that the Pops on the River, they said, nah, it's a little close to COVID, so we're not going to do that this year. And and the Chattanooga Lookouts, they're away.
They are away this year.
For 4th of July. So don't expect, fireworks at AT&T Park, but they're... Look at the list on the Change of Kim blog at sunny923.com.
Seriously, from Fort Payne to Monteagle to Ducktown to Dalton to everything here in Chattanooga, you're going to find your favorite fireworks displays.
All right, so I'm all for supporting our firework supermarkets, right?
Yes.
When you go out and get your own. I was talking to Regina Young with Erlanger the other day, and she said, James, just get the word out. If you're going to be shooting, you're off your own fireworks, be careful. And she gave us some safety tips. But I tell you, she works at Erlanger, and she said every year, we're talking about amputations with fingers, severe burns, kids getting poked in the eye with a sparkler. She was talking to me about these sparklers. How dangerous they are, because parents, and I'm got my hand raised.
Always had sparklers.
It's like here, put and they're chasing each other with the sparklers, and it's dark. Maybe some kid will throw his down, and then
you step on it.
Ooh. A lot of us are barefooted in the backyard,
yeah.
And so be very, very careful. And there's been poked eyes with those sparklers. So
just be careful. And I want to mention this too, because this true story. This happened to a friend of mine cleaning up. After the fireworks, you got to get the garbage up, put into his garbage can, rolled the garbage can into his garage. Well, guess what? Something was not completely put out, and they had a house fire, and literally he lost his house.
The thing is, that is a severe case. That's terrible to hear. Regina Young said, make sure that you have a water hose nearby, and you douse those things before you... Put them up, put them in the ditch,
Anything, yeah.
So, that's a good reminder, really good reminder. She also told me, because how many times have we lit like a firecracker and then it goes and then it just doesn't
do anything?
Doesn't do anything, right? And she says wait 20 minutes and then slowly approach it and then you douse that sucker with a water hose. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
We got to be careful. That always, I'm kind of puckered up just thinking about it right now.
Too.
There's nothing worse than lighting something, running, and then.
And not going off, is it a dud?
It's like, okay, wait, what's going on here? So be careful if you're going to be shooting off your own fireworks. Oh, be respectful, too. and also your dogs and cats, put them up. I know my dogs and cats, they go crazy this time of year when they hear fireworks in the neighborhood. So have fun. And, the Chattanooga Fire Department, every time I interview the Chattanooga Fire Department, they go, James, tell everybody, just leave the pyrotechnics and the fireworks up to the professionals.
Well, there are a lot of professional displays, and you can find them on the James and Kim blog at sunny923.com. And
so there's a brand new organization in our area that we want you to know about. It's called Rise Up.
And we've got Sandy Pricer on the line with us this morning. And Sandy is the CEO of Rise Up. And the Rise Up Cooperative, it's only been around for, what, 9 months?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
9 months. So, okay, so equipping today's youth to be ready for tomorrow, that's what Rise Up is all about. Now, we're going to pick your brain about this wonderful organization. Let me pick your brain about you personally. Why did you get involved in this capacity?
Well, it's always been a passion and an interest of mine to work with the teens and adolescent age group. And when I graduated from UTC with my bachelor's in social work, I worked for the Partnership for Families, Children, and Adults with their group homes and their foster homes with that age group. And it really opened up my eyes to a world that I had never seen before, the disadvantages that so many have just in our backyard that growing up sheltered, I didn't realize was there. So when I then started having my own children, my husband and I, we decided to adopt a sibling set of three from foster care.
Oh, wow.
When our youngest biological was 5, I believe. So they've been with us for about 6 years now, so we have 6 children. And when we adopted, it was just reconfirmed for my husband and I how much that some children lack. Some people just don't have the opportunities. Obviously, I knew that, but I knew that I could also help that. I knew I could have an impact, and I wasn't sure how. So during COVID, I decided that my kids were, there are 4 of them are teenagers now, and they're kind of more independent than they had been before, and I could do more than I was able to do before. So I've taught life skills before. I've homeschooled several of my children for the last 10 years. They're all in school now, but I knew I could do that. I knew I could help teach them things that my children were learning since I was homeschooling that other children might not be getting.
Yeah. Let me ask you something, Sandy. So you said a few moments ago your eyes were open. Can you give us an example of something that you saw, you witnessed that radically, obviously changed your life to go in this direction?
I think because I was sheltered, and I love that my mom and my dad sheltered me, and I don't regret that at all. However, at the same time, I didn't know the areas of lacking in our community growing up. And so seeing how people were living, seeing things that they didn't have that I took for granted, not just educationally, but just in general life, the fundamental rights that we all have, so many people lack. And then going into social services, that definitely reconfirmed that as well, learning about the different things. But just visiting their homes, meeting their families, how hard they work, yet still lack. And that, to me, I didn't grow up knowing that was there. So that's kind of what opened my eyes.
So tell us a little bit more. You created the Rise Up Cooperative, and how are you equipping today's at-risk youth to be ready for tomorrow? Is it classes? You have to be referred to this, or how does it work?
Well, we offer workshops right now virtually on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. via Zoom. And anybody that is 13 to 23 or even their parents or if someone just was interested in jumping on, they're more than welcome to see what we're doing. But I bring leaders or volunteers from the community with a passion and expertise in their area. For example, let's say financial literacy. I've got several people on my volunteer list that are in banking or have a passion or experience with the finance world, and they would just come in for 30 to 60 minutes, that one workshop, and pour into these teens that log in that day. We advertise by word of mouth through agencies locally like Big Brothers Big Sisters, Chambliss, Bethel Bible Village. I've reached out. I've got connections with dozens of the agencies and organizations around town, and they just share the information with their clients, their families, their workers, and our social media platforms. So So if you get hold of our Zoom link and you think the topic's interesting, you just jump on and learn.
All right, Sandy, we'll get a little personal with you. So we have two daughters at home, an almost 13-year-old and an almost 21-year-old. Now, what would you say to your teenager who's gotten back from camp and you just say, did you take a shower? Well, no, Daddy. We swim every day.
I totally understand that. Mine do the same thing. And I've learned through these workshops, one workshop in particular, we've tried to tell one of our boys that the internet can be dangerous, right? You don't know who you're talking to on the other side of an email or a text or whatever. And I had a former police chief from Pennsylvania come on, and his passion is teaching teens and adults the dangers in the internet and how to keep yourself safe. And he sat in on that, and during it, he was yelling at me across the room going, I had no idea. I didn't know that, you know, this could be an old man I'm talking to. Mm-hmm. Yet my husband and I had told him multiple times the truths about the internet, but it took someone else telling him for him to realize.
Sure. And this is just one of the many skills, you know, getting back to, you know, personal health and hygiene. And obviously this is going to benefit the teens. But when do you ever have any interaction with the parents?
Yes. Once a month I do. I used to call it parent, but I don't want to leave out people that aren't parents, that are maybe grandparents or workers in the field working with these teens. So I call it adult workshops. And once a month I bring in different, again, individuals, professionals in the area. This month we had a counselor come on and talk about grief and how to help your children manage grief, any forms of grief. Last month I had another counselor come on and talk about how to talk to your teens, so listen and listen so that your teen will talk. So I definitely feel like the parents and the adults and the people that are with these teens every day have to be poured into and have to be helped, and they have to have that support too in order for these teens to really grow and learn the best way.
So how's it been for you the last 9 months, you know, during COVID and these Zoom meetings? I mean, like, can you tell us how you've struck up relationships with these young people in our community?
Yeah, I think it's been both a blessing and a curse all in the same time, because we have been able to, through the wonderfulness of the internet, been able to reach teens in Ohio and Colorado and bring in speakers from California and Pennsylvania. But at the same time, that relationship, being able to build a relationship with a teenager, is so much easier in person. So being able to build that relationship with the teens has been a little more difficult. But we're going to be in person later this year. I don't have a date or a location yet, but it's in the works. But once we do, I know that those relationships will flourish and will be even more beneficial. Right now, being able for me during COVID to meet all of the nonprofit leaders and other professionals in the area virtually has been so much easier than if it were in person. Because like I said, I have six kids, so being able to just jump on a Zoom and meet people, that part has been a blessing.
All right. When you start something new like this, the biggest challenge is funding it and donations. Where do they all come from? Tell us how we can get involved, how we can donate to Rise Up.
Yeah, absolutely. So thankfully, we're very volunteer-based. So we have very low costs at the moment. But in order to get into a location and start pouring into these teens, I am going to need more donations coming in. And we are privately donor-funded right now. And I would like to continue that if possible. But we have Venmo and PayPal and on our website a link to donate. So we have all the typical ways that people are familiar with donating. And I know a lot of people like to donate to places that are new, that are older and established and they know. But I also know that there are lots of people out there that are interested in something new, that they believe in, that they want to do maybe, but they don't have an opportunity to. So I guess I'm seeking those people that want to take a chance with a new organization and help us get on our feet and really pour into these teens, because these teens are our future, because they will be running our community and our world one day. And the more we can pour into them, the better everyone's lives can be.
All right, let's get the website from you, because we want people to look at this and get involved, whether it's volunteering or donating.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just riseupcooperative.org.
Riseupcooperative.org. And real quickly before we let you go, where do you see Rise Up, this organization in our community, where do you see it in 5 years?
I'm really passionate about teens, pregnant teens, because when I was a caseworker, so many of them would come to me and say they're going to get pregnant because they wanted someone to love them. And I volunteered with the Pregnancy Crisis Center, and I just really have a passion for that. And so I want to help the pregnant teens. I want to start a mentor in a program to help even more, kind of like the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, but on a different scale. I feel like there's so many teens in the area, and the more agencies that are able to do a mentor-type program, that's even more kids that are touched. So being a big impact player in the community is where I see us in 5 years, being able to maybe even have a drop-in center where teens can come after school and have a safe location, providing more workshops than just once a week like we are now, to do a variety, because I know that not all workshops, not all topics, really meet the interests of all teens. So to have a couple running at different times to meet everyone's needs.
Once again, riseupcooperative.org. Rise up, responsible, independent, strong, empowered, productive. And there's a word I'm going to ask you about as we wrap up this interview. Upstanding. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you mean by upstanding.
Respectful. Full of integrity. Yeah.
I like that full of integrity, and our teens have a lot to learn. I'm glad you're providing this for them. I think it's needed in the community. So thank you. Thank you for pouring your heart into this.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us on the James and Kim cast. I'm impressed, Sandy. I really am. You leading this wonderful organization, and then you have six kids of your own.
I'm super impressed.
Hats off to you. Hats off to you.
Thank you.
All righty. Sandy, stay in touch. Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I greatly appreciate it.
What a great organization.
Yeah, I'm really glad to have something like that here in town now.
Yep,
it's really good.
Right.
Hey, before we go, we have to once again say thank you to our sponsors, EPB Fiber Optics, for giving us the best internet value in town. You get 1,000 megabits for only $67.99 a month, only from EPB.
And that's going to wrap it up for the James and Kim cast for this episode. Tell your friends about us. Yeah, we'd love to connect with you. So connect with us in a special way via the podcast, our James and Kim blog, sunny923.com, and, of course, on Instagram and Twitter. So, oh, and Facebook, too.
And Facebook,
Did I cover all of them?
I think you did.
Okay, good. All right.
We'll see you on the next James and Kim cast, and, of course, Monday through Friday on Sunny 92.3, starting at 5 a.m.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.